we're in a situation where we have to be vigilant about the potential for an act of violence committed by somebody not who comes from overseas necessarily, who's trained at a terrorist camp overseas, or who's received orders directly from an organization overseas, but somebody who is radicalized right here at home one way or another. And so through programs such as this, through engagement such as this, outreach such as this, through some of our grant-making activity in the Department of Homeland Security, this is our way of getting at this.